There are people who watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials, and they're going to be a little disappointed this year. A few ads won't be seen during the big game. The advertisers or the Fox network have decided they are inappropriate. Take this one. A clergyman looks longingly at a truck.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you dear like I do.
Sorry.
Commentator James Poniewozik says that this ad and others are out this year because of the most memorable part of last year's Super Bowl broadcast.
Of all the repercussions of Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, the most tragic is this. Millions of people may now be forced to pay attention to the game. In years past, the edgy, expensive, creative commercials have often been better entertainment than the main event. But creative often means offensive, and advertisers, broadcasters, and the NFL are spooked by the post-Janet fallout, not to mention the 2004 election, which suggested that indignant red staters would soon be marching on Madison Avenue with torches and pitchforks. So not just the halftime show, but the ads and surrounding programming will be screened to be suitable for the little ones, by which I mean not the kids, but the tiny, craven brains of advertising and TV executives. So we won't be seeing a planned airborne cold remedy ad that had actor Mickey Rooney flashing his buttocks, because our society has been making sex objects out of diminutive 84-year-old men for too long. Fox is renaming the best damn sports show period as the best darn Super Bowl roadshow period. Myself, I'd have gone with the best sports show condemned to eternal hellfire by our just but wrathful Lord, period. You can even get in trouble for simply reminding people of something bad, like the Bud Light ad that spoofed the Janet Jackson incident, or the Lincoln ad that was pulled because it reminded people of the Catholic Church sex abuse scandals. In it, a clergyman is tempted by a truck. How filthy! Well, it's our loss. The great thing about Super Bowl ads is that they encapsulate the glorious, vulgar creativity of American capitalism. They produced brilliance, like the classic 1984 Apple Macintosh ad. They've also created some real stinkers, literally, like last year's Bud Light spot in which a horse passed gas on a woman. But good or bad, they laid America's id right out there, like an annual psychoanalysis session. Our appetites, our lusts, our juvenile obsessions. Super Bowl ads are best when they show us as we are, not as we pretend to be. But this year, instead, we'll focus on the uplifting image of the game itself. Two gangs of chemically enhanced giants knocking the living crap out of each other. Let's just hope their uniforms don't rip. We wouldn't want to send the wrong message to the kids, now would we?
James Poniewozik writes for Time Magazine.